From WBUR Boston and WRNI Providence, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. It's Christmas evening, and we're taking an historical tour through the history of Christmas music. Christmas is one of the great world holidays with deep roots in time. If you observed Christmas today, you were part of a continuum stretching back millennia to early Christian celebrations of the birth of Jesus, and further to an ancient tradition of winter solstice celebration. A rich and evolving record of music marks this history. Tonight we'll travel the long road of Christmas music from medieval times to the modern era with music from the Boston Camerata, a group that preserves European and American music of the past and reawakens us to the majesty and intimacy across the centuries of this tradition. Let's start off tonight listening to the Camerata performing Orientis Partibus, a medieval song that celebrated the Feast of Fools. Orientis Partibus, performed by the Boston Camerata, were joined this Christmas evening by the Camerata conductor, Joel Cohen, and one of its principal soloists, Ann Azema, who will walk us through the ages of Christmas music. Welcome, Joel Cohen and Ann Azema.
Hello.
Hi, it's great fun.
It's great to have you with us. I've been an admirer of the Boston Camerata for so many years. I feel like I owe you a great debt of pleasure and insight and a kind of time travel. Joel, take us back. When you think about the sweep of music related to Christmas, how long is it? How far back does it go?
I don't know the early stuff because in the year one they weren't writing anything down. Mm-hmm. But this piece, the one you just heard, comes from around the year 1200s, early 13th century. And we know where it was performed. It was performed in Beauvais in northern France. Mm-hmm. And it was performed as something of a hangover, I believe, from the pagan antiquity. Because in this song that you just heard, they actually would drive a donkey down the aisles of the church.
Well, why? Is there something in the song that alludes to the donkey?
Yes, it says, "Here comes the donkey."
Well, that would be more than an allusion.
That's it. And you heard everybody going, hey, va, that's medieval French for hee-haw, hee-haw. And at that point, I would imagine they would pull the donkey's tail, and I would imagine that the donkey might leave a the donkey might leave a gift on the floor of the church, you know. And I think that's very interesting because this is the pagan Saturnalia, which was Christianized by the church. We still do it New Year's Eve, you know.
And which is how we can say that this music goes back millennia, because we're simply assuming that an awful lot has been co-opted over the centuries, over the millennia. How far back does the record, the historical record of music identified as Christmas music, go? Is this near the beginning, what we just heard in this medieval piece? Or do you know, Joel, does it go back even further than 1200?
Well, maybe Ann can correct me about this, but the earliest specifically Christmas songs I know of are from Provence in the early Middle Ages.
Actually, there's a whole bunch of songs that come from the region of Aquitaine, that's called, mm-hmm. from the south of France, mm-hmm. which have a lot to do with Christmas, and they're the most beautiful song, and they're the first songs where the singers start improvising brilliantly. It's a period in the year also where people can let loose in many ways. In their performances, as we see with the donkey, but also technically, mm-hmm. they are given the occasion to shine and show their best. So that Southern France body of work, 9th, 10th century, mm-hmm. seems to be among the first songs that we have recorded.
I'm not saying there wasn't other stuff, but mm-hmm. this is what we've got.
There probably
was, but
we don't have any sources.
Well, that's always the way. When you look into history, you find what you can find, and you learn as it floats up. We want to hear so much music tonight. We're going to enjoy this even as we talk. Let's listen to another piece. This is Grigious Pastor. Tell us about this, Joel.
Well, we started with a donkey, and here comes the shepherd and his sheep. And this is another pagan symbol, the Tityrus, Virgil has poems about Tityrus, and it becomes Christianized. The Good Shepherd of Virgil becomes the Good Shepherd of the Christian Church.
Time period?
This is what, 12th century on?
12th century, Aquitania, south of France.
The Boston Camerata singing Grigious Pastor.
With Anne Azemah, soloist.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Grieg's Pastore from 12th century France, performed by the Boston Camerata. Joel Ahn, there's so much I want to ask about this. I mean, we listen, it's warm, it's festive, you could dance to it in a gentle way.
It's neat, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's neat. Little hints of eeriness or mystery in the harmony to my modern ear.
Ah, that's interesting. It's not the same scale you're used to. It's what they would call in the Renaissance a Mixolydian scale. In other words, it's like a major scale, mm-hmm. but it's like that flat seventh. A lot of English folk song has that scale, too.
It's familiar.
So it's not, if you've listened to Celtic music, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly the scale patterns, and it has a charm to it, doesn't it? But I think even it's then, tremendous. Even if they didn't know all about rock music, they would have also been under the charm of these particular combinations. They were very sensitive. They had more scales than we do.
There's so much I want to ask you about all that, but I guess the first thing I want to ask is simply this. You've directed and performed these songs again and again for so many audiences in the United States, around the world, in the 20th century, now in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And you must have felt how people relate to this. It gets right under your skin, and yet it is not of our time. You say
it's in your genetic code.
Well, that's what I want to get at. On your website, you say that the Camerata preserves and reawakens human memory. I love this phrase. What is the connective tissue? Does it run through music or something else that lets us appreciate this music so intimately, even though it's 1,000 years apart from us practically?
I think there's a physical element to start with, and it goes back to the scales that Joel was mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Those medieval scales are built on an association of tone and semitones, which is slightly different than the harmonic system that we're used to. And they are much closer to the actual physical phenomenon, acoustical,
of the vibrating string.
Of vibrating string,
which
of the acoustical
kind of
element.
Directly makes, seductive somehow.
Absolutely. Well, it also makes your body, your own body, vibrate and your hearing in a very different way. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's a purely physical element with what's called modal scales. And that refers back to what Joel was saying. There's also the piece we just heard, for example, is what's called a processional. It's meant to actually walk around the church and use the entire sacred space of the church. And that also is a very enticing thing.
Wholly enticing. Meant to
way,
be then and still working
meant to
now.
Be then.
That
the
was
walking.
Recorded in 12th century Abbey, that cut, by the way.
I think
of course we heard that.
I think the element of actual physical pacing and physical walking is very important to one's spirituality. Even if you do not walk, you do walk in your mind with the musicians who are doing it. So that's a second element as well.
This travels right across the centuries. So many wonderful details to get into. We're going to have a chance in this hour. Let's listen as we go into a first break here to a Spanish song, Riu Riu Chiu. Joel, a little about it?
Well, this is about the ravenous wolf. You're talking about all these animals. This is the wolf and how the Virgin Mary will be protected against the wolf. Now, another animal song. There are animals at the end of the year in pagan celebrations. Here they've been Christianized, and their bite has been taken away.
And yet, a wolf always has a bite. You can hear it in the background. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Let's go into a break listening to Riu Riu Chiu.
Este que está sido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, a nos redimido con se hacer chiquito, aunque infinito, finito se hiciera.
Riu Riu Chiu, la brava ribera, Dios guardó la boda del lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó la boda.
Profecías lo han profetizado, ya no en nuestros días lo hemos alcanzado. A Dios humanado vivos en el suelo, y al hombre en el cielo porque le quisiera.
Riu Riu Chiu, la brava ribera, Dios guardó el lomo del lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lomo del lobo de nuestra cordera.
Yo vi mil gazones que andaban cantando, por aquí volando, haciendo mil sones, diciendo a Gascones, gloria se en el suelo, y paz en el suelo, pues Jesús naciera.
Riu, riu, chiu,